is my fun to share with everyone.
Yes, it is.
It's always more fun to share with everyone.
Sorry. Your little kid then goes, sorry. No. Sorry, I clapped out of time. It is more fun, and what's the beauty of it? When you share something, the whole experience is made better for all. And it is on that note that it's my pleasure to welcome back to Excursions the executive director of the Tecumseh Land Trust and a woman who understands and nourishes and sustains community, Krista McGaugh. Krista, thanks for coming today.
So nice to be here.
You have such a big weekend for your group effort.
We do. We do. It's the name of the game's local, Nikki.
Yeah.
Local radio, you know, local causes. It's the way to go for holiday shopping, you know.
It's like a direct feedback loop.
That's right. That taking care of the place you love is food for the soul.
Which is the mission of the Tecumseh Land Trust, we should say. Just like literally the place where we live in the most literal sense.
And the water is so important. And more and more the projects we're doing really emphasize preserving the wetland areas, the streamside forest areas are so important. And again, you know, local action does that.
That's how that gets
done. Sometimes we can get some federal money, some state money, but it's local, just like this radio station. It's the local support that keeps it going.
And we're really blessed to be in such an area where there is so much sense of community, of civic duty in a way, that it's not good enough just to live in this wonderful place, but make sure that you have one of these mutually beneficial loops that you invest and then reap the returns. You
absolutely
do a little something,
yeah,
and then benefit from it. Tell us about your weekend. And by the way, TecumsehLandTrust.org is always a great sort of portal on the internet to stop by, put your finger on the pulse of what's happening, get a little barometric reading of what the people are doing. And this weekend has a lot of people coming together.
Lots going on. Yeah, some really great collaborative efforts. We are going to have our 5th annual Winter Solstice poetry reading, a little in advance of the solstice.
All right.
Tomorrow night, 7 to 9 at Glen Helen at the Vernet Building on Quarry Street. And the theme is actually going to be Glen Helen, wind, water, earth, and sun. Ed Davis, wonderful local writer, has gotten a great group of 11 poets together, a couple of them Antioch students, as a matter of fact. And they're going to share their experiences, why the local places like the Glen really matter to them. And then the next day, we're going to have our alternative gift fair with several partners. The Senior Center is hosting it, and they have all sorts of nice things for sale to benefit their work. We also have Community Solutions participating, talking about the benefits of small community, the Yellow Springs Kids Playhouse, Yellow Springs Schools, Glen Helen, and NAMI, very important mental health advocacy organization as well.
So all of these people sort of encouraging us all to reinvest in our community and to take advantage of the great work that we've done.
Absolutely. And it's really a great variety of types of gifts that we will offer, like WYSO. You can give a gift membership.
Which is such a great idea. And by the way, with that comes the two-for-one member card, which are good themselves for two-for-one discounts. So you start doing the math and you recognize this exponential good and residual ripple that comes from just this one good act.
Absolutely. And you get a chance to then find out more about local restaurants and local vendors and some of the creative things that they're doing.
And then you're sustaining them.
Yep.
It's participation is kind of it. I remember someone telling me, you know, 98% of life is just showing up. You know?
And looking around right where you live, you know, sometimes people sort of live in a dream, and that's not right. You know, it's really important to experience where you are here and now, and to go ahead and be proactive to take care of it.
Looking for your call, please, at 800-801-9976. Do this thing. Show up for music on WYSO. Make the connection, or you can pledge online at wyso.org. That's wyso.org. But basically, the bulk of WISO's staff is sitting around the pledge table. Jerry Kinney's there, April Leslie, Jess Mader, Juliette Frumhold. I think Jackie Mayer's, or Jackie Winfrey's super close by there. And so we will help you facilitate your connection to these sounds. Do that, won't you? 800-801-9976. That's 800-801-9976. So it is Forever Glen Helen, Wind, Water, Earth, Sun, a reading this Friday from 7 to 9 at the beautiful building in the Glen Helen Center. They're the Vernet Ecological Center. It's a beautiful place to see if you've never even seen the architecture of the building. But I don't know if you've seen this. This is a book,
Yes, The Tower.
Ed Davis, among many, many of the poets in here. Conrad Balliet, a professor of poetry at Wittenberg for many, many years, also hosts Song and Sonnet on Mondays here with me. He has been hosting in his home every Tuesday a gathering of poets for as far as the eye can see back in time. He believes in poetry and champions it. And you don't have a lot of poetry on radio.
It's interesting. There is not a lot of poetry in many places.
In many places.
But we've been doing this poetry reading at the Glen, and it is amazing. The people not only that have come forth to read, very talented local poets from our whole region, really very much your service area, but also people want to come out on a cold Friday night in December to listen to poetry.
And to
there's an open mic period after the scheduled readers and a little reception. Then there is a chance to get in touch with Ed if you want to share a poem in the last portion of the program. So it's pretty special to have. And, you know, another thing about local present opportunities, some of those poets are going to be selling their poetry books
as
well.
That?
So, you know, autographs
to support and sustain
local art.
These little things we do matter.
Mm-hmm.
And just showing up sometimes is enough to make a difference.
Absolutely.
Please be the next caller, won't you, at WISO.org. That would be typer, I guess, at WISO.org. Or call 800-801-9976. Or if you'd like to keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening with the Tecumseh Land Trust, and I hope you will, check out TecumsehLandTrust.org. Notice it's like WISO.org. It's not a .com. We're not in this for profit.
Correct.
In this for the good of it.
That's the good of us here, right in the Miami Valley.
For the idealism, because it's the right thing to do. Yep. Think about that. Won't you be that next caller? 800-801-9976. We'll be back with Krista McGall in just a moment. Wanted to get to a little music here on this day, but also remind you that support for WISO comes from all of us. We are indeed supported by our contributing listeners and by Wright State University announcing their 2017 Arts Gala, which will be held April 8th. Includes students' entertainment, fine dining, a silent auction, and a celebration of their Creative Arts Center modernization and expansion. Proceeds support student scholarships. Details are at wright.edu/artsgala. Come along. We'll get up to it together.
On the next Fresh Air, we talk about covering Donald Trump with the executive editor of the New York Times, Dean Baquet. We'll talk about deciding how to cover Trump's tweets, how the Times chose which stories to investigate, how it dealt with Trump's threat to sue over a story, the Times meeting with Trump, and how to label his inaccurate statements. Join us.
This afternoon at 3 on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
There was a time when 40 million people each week watched the same woman on TV. Journalist Jen White was one of them growing up.
So when Oprah appeared on television, my mother would point to her as a model for what I could do.
I'm Ari Shapiro. A new podcast explores how Oprah became Oprah. Later on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Coming up this afternoon at 4 on your public radio station, WYSO.
We're in studio with the executive director of the Tecumseh Land Trust and a great, great friend of WISO and friend of excursions, Krista McGaugh. Remind listeners who maybe are just new to the Miami Valley and aren't aware of this wonderful resource that is the Tecumseh Land Trust. Remind us of the mission of this group effort.
Our mission is to protect local farmland, water, and natural areas forever.
How about that?
Forever. Remember that
in
forever
perpetuity.
Part. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And we have preserved over 25,000 acres.
Forever.
Forever, including Glen Helen Nature Preserve. And we exist because we get member support.
Mm-hmm.
Almost completely operate thanks to contributions of members and also the volunteer action of members. We have a very active volunteer board. We have some really wonderful volunteers. And of course, the landowners that preserve their land with permanent conservation easements are volunteering to do that as well. These are people looking forward to the future of their children, their grandchildren, other people's children and grandchildren, mm-hmm. to make sure that these very special resources we have here are available for the future. And just to say water one more time, mm-hmm. that we have such a plentiful source of high-quality water
it's
here.
Remarkable, the nature of our aquifer and what we're on top of here. That's why, and again, there's a lot of opinions, but I think it's super important we don't power pressurize a foreign substance down among this. And maybe just after the gas, but way more happens and changes and is left behind when that's done.
That's right.
So we need to recognize what a uniquely just a unique gift that our water in this region is so good.
And local action is what's going to really make the difference to safeguard those resources. You know, again, we need a government. We really do. But we really locally have to very much have our finger on the pulse of what matters here.
And sort of take our own responsibility for that
absolutely.
Portion. All do what we can. Find out more just generally about Tecumseh Land Trust at tecumsehlandtrust.org. You have a pretty cool initiative going on right now.
We do. Have a project called Operation Bluebird in conjunction with the Yellow Springs Public Schools and with the Ohio Bluebird Society.
Who knew there was such a thing? And aren't I glad there is?
There is. Bluebirds are really endangered. They are kind of one of those sort of bellwether indicators.
Canary in a coal mine, to use a bad...
Exactly, of what our habitat is like.
I think I've seen two in the almost 15 years I've been living here.
Oh, my goodness.
Two.
Well, one of our landowners, who's also one of our board members, has a beautiful farm south of Yellow Springs, going over a little bit into Xenia Township. And she has created a bluebird trail with 8 bluebird boxes on her property. And she and a very knowledgeable bluebird volunteer, Bethany Gray, who has guided us on this project, field tested the boxes last year. And families of bluebirds did fledge. And she has seen so many bluebirds this summer. So you really can make a difference. The cavity nesting birds require a little bit of a specific habitat.
Cavity nesting, what is that?
In a hole in a tree is probably the most common kind of cavity where these birds will find a home. And there's a variety of types of birds, but the bluebirds, in particular, are important to try to nurture. They're really very much in danger. And one of the things we're going to be doing actually at our alternative gift fair on Saturday and then also throughout the rest of the holiday season is give people a chance to support that project. 67 seventh graders this year, as a part of their project-based learning science curriculum, are going to build bluebird boxes.
Oh, that's so great.
They're going to monitor the bluebird houses. They're going to do presentations as a part of their project-based learning series. And there's some opportunities to get bluebird boxes as well. So we'd love it if people get a chance to drop by the Senior Center and ask us about that project and how they can get involved. And that gets kids out on the land, too.
Yeah, how nice.
That's
I learned so
important.
Much just by watching nature, the way the clouds move in the sky, the way ants behave as they're individuals, and yet they're all an organism that operates together. How much in my life do I base on these little lessons that I receive just from watching nature?
And listening.
Yeah, listening.
Listening.
Speaking of which, we're listener-supported, asking you to chime in for this great cause. You can call us right now at 800-801-9976 or WISO.org. Big weekend for the Tecumseh Land Trust. Again, this Friday night, it's Forever Glen Helen, Wind, Water, Earth, Sun, a reading, a collection of poets gathering from 7 until 9 at the Glen Helen building there on Corey Street. Just a gorgeous building in and of itself and a great place to come together and hear poetry. And then the following day at the Senior Center in downtown Yellow Springs, just right across from Tom's Market there, it is the Yellow Springs Alternative Gift Fair. And remind us some of the entities that are involved in this alternative gifts.
Well, the Senior Center is hosting the event, and they will have some really nice handmade items for sale. They just provide so much to enrich the lives of our senior citizens, and it's wonderful how they're right in the middle of town.
Isn't it?
It's fantastic.
As it should be.
It's great.
It should be.
The NAMI, the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, is going to be there, and they're a new local support group, really doing a lot of good work. Glen Helen Nature Preserve, lots of good local gifts that you can give that benefit the Glen Helen that we love so much.
Yeah.
Yellow Springs Schools, the Yellow Springs Kids Playhouse, and also Community Solutions, which works on learning from the strengths of local communities such as our own.
It's wall-to-wall win when you show up and take part. Find out more about this initiative at TecumsehLandTrust.org. These events and so many more throughout the year. Krista McGall, Executive Director, thank you for talking with us today.
You bet. And thanks for having me on. Great to be a part of this little mini drive. I'm a proud sustaining member. And I hope everybody out there listening finds a phone soon. If you're not already doing it, let's get it together for local radio.
800-801-9976 or WISO.org. Always a pleasure. Thanks again, Krista.
Thank you.
Now's the time for stepping out of place. Get up on your feet and give account of your faith. Pray to God or something or whatever you're